Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore strategies, innovative companies, and healing modalities to optimize your health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, Reiki practitioner, and regression therapist. Self-care can often be misconstrued as self-indulgence or being selfish, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Self-care means taking care of yourself so you can stay healthy, you can do your job, you can help and care for others, and you can do all the things you need to accomplish in any given day. Self-care also means taking time out for yourself to listen to your own needs physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. In this episode, we delve into the art of self-care and explore how to build a toolkit of practices and alternative therapies that not only create joy, balance, and ease, but ensure healthy aging and managing inflammatory responses so you can remain at your very best. Let's grab a cup of tea, find a comfortable spot, and embark on a journey of self-care together. Today, I want to welcome once again my guest, Kendra Raymond. She is a wellness coach focusing on finding proper individual balance for each of her clients, using a combination of yoga, traditional fitness modalities, energy healing, body work, meditation, and nutritional consulting to develop a program that will bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit. With 25 years of yoga and mindfulness practices under her belt, as well as multiple certifications, she uses her experience, expertise, and intuition to assist clients in achieving their goals by tuning into a new level of body awareness. In addition to helping her clients, Kendra enjoys being a thought leader and expert in her field to raise collective vibration among fellow healers and practitioners. Thanks, Kendra, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Yes, I'm so excited. We'll start off with a few questions and personal stories to get the conversation started.
Sure.
So, Kendra, how would someone start to create a consistent self-care routine to allow more joy, balance, and ease in their life? And what is one of your favorite self-care habits that you cannot live without?
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a tough one. But first and foremost, a lot of people think of self-care, as you mentioned in the beginning, as like, oh, I'm going to go for a massage or a spa day. Self-care is literally finding what brings you joy. It's all about, we do for so many people in a day, our bosses, our children, our partners, you know, our parents, if we are fortunate enough to still have them. There's a lot of giving, and we need to start to receive for ourselves. And so it's as easy as figuring out what brings you joy. And for me, I've gone so far, and my friends will tell you this too, as to what brings me joy is vacationing, like feeling like I'm away from it all, away from the matrix a little bit. So I've gone so far as to kind of recreate some of my favorite vacation experiences within my home. So I have like this little corner nook that has sunshine in it. And I have my little home studio, which is tiny, my home studio here. Mm-hmm. But finding what brings you joy is the very foundation of self-care. And that is in all ways. What do you enjoy eating? Mm. How much rest do you enjoy getting? And how frequently can you give yourself that gift? So a basic starting point is, what brings you joy? When was the last time you sat and you went, oh, I just feel at ease, content, not happy, not sad, not an extreme, just content. When did you feel that? And what situation were you in? And how can you recreate that sensation for yourself? That's the first question you ask. And then set intention and make it a personal appointment. You're not going to miss a meeting with a boss. Mm-hmm. You're not going to miss picking your kid up from school or bringing them to practice or taking a parent or a spouse to a doctor's appointment. So do the same for yourself. Schedule it into your day. set intention around what it is you want to create for yourself. Is it going to be joy? Is it going to be today I want to create a feeling of balance? Today I want to create a feeling of peace. Set that intention and move forward accordingly.
Yes.
Small little things. So one of the things I guess that I can't live without, I mean, I'll give you two, but the one that I absolutely can't live without is my movement practice. And it's not going down into my gym and killing myself every day. It's not even coming up here necessarily every day. There are days where I have 5 minutes. And in that 5 minutes, I'll go through each of my joints and I'll do a quick mobility rundown. I'm just somebody who I connect deeply with my feelings and my joy and my work through my body. So I have to kind of move it a little bit every day. And my other one is like, I do not let up on my skincare routine. I just, it's a little bit indulgent. It's a little bit long at night. I don't care. It's the one thing I just really do for myself. It's a little over the top, but it's not taking a ton of money out of my pocket. It's not taking, I'm sitting on the couch, you know, like with my creams and my little face iron, but it brings me joy and it takes me 5 minutes. And that might be the only 5 minutes I gave myself that day.
Yes. And I love it. And you recommend trying to find every day.
Yes.
Something. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
That doesn't
take
much time. But boy, can that 5 minutes completely change the whole aspect of your day. Even if it's at night. It may even help you sleep better. Right?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I will actually share kind of a pre-bedtime toward the end of this, I'll share with the group a link that is kind of a pre-bedtime meditation and progressive muscle that might resonate with some folks.
And it might actually be
a matter of experimenting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you like to read? What do you like to read? Do you like to go for a walk? What type of exercise? You know, experiment. I don't really like a massage. Maybe you try acupuncture. You might not like that. Give it a shot. Make yourself a, especially as you age, we're getting to an age, you know, you and I don't know about everybody else, but as we progress, we want to thrive and we want our relationships to thrive. And we're only going to be able to do that by giving back to ourselves at least a little compared to what we are giving to all the relationships in our life.
Of course.
So what would you say on your end is your kind of way to find peace and balance? What's your favorite
approach? So one of the things I do, I can't live without, I do every single day, as occasionally I will miss. I go outside, even if today was 18 degrees Fahrenheit in Boston. Okay. I did it though, because the sun was out so brightly. I go out first thing in the morning into the sunlight for 10 minutes. I bring my cup of green tea with me, so it keeps me warm. But by getting that first bit of sunlight when you wake up in the morning, it sets your circadian rhythm for the day, which is our natural body clock.
Did we talk about this the last time? I might have heard it on your podcast because I've listened
to it. Yes, it was on another podcast that I did.
Okay.
But
I'd like to
emphasize it because I think it's almost counterintuitive sometimes, but getting sunlight first thing in the morning helps you sleep better at night.
Yeah,
because it starts to set that body clock of keeping you awake during the day, and when the night gets dark, getting you ready for sleep.
Yes.
So while I'm outside, I have this grounding routine, and you're the one that really pushed, because the last time I did a Reiki session with you, I remember you put the grounding pillow down. I tend to be a bit ungrounded, but I have.
I don't know what that's like, Debbie.
Grounding routine that I do outside that is so fabulous, and it only takes a couple minutes. But so I'm drinking my cup of tea, I'm getting the sunlight, and I'm doing this little thing in my head, this beautiful grounding routine. And I have it written down, so I think I may put it in the show notes for anyone who might
be
interested.
Would be great.
It's really beautiful. And it's kind of, you know, it's just like a little kind of meditation prompt or whatever. So I'll put that in there because I can't, I mean, it is literally, it has helped me remain calm and much more peaceful during the day when I do this.
Oh, that's great. I could use it. I am in fact sitting here in this space, but my feet are on a grounding mat that is plugged into ground. It's just,
I've heard about these. What is it? What's
fabulous.
The name of it? Because we should put a link to it. Yeah.
This, I actually got this on Amazon. It's called the Hooga Mat, Hooga.
I've
And
heard of
I
it.
swear, I actually have one in my office because when I'm doing
Oh,
energy
I
work
love
and
it.
I'm up in the ethers, I need the healing comes from the earth. So I need
Yes.
to be connected to the earth. And I'm not only on the second floor of my building, so I'm all
Yes.
literally not grounded, but my
Yeah.
energy can become ungrounded. So yeah, no, I swear by this. Bare feet, every
I'm
now
going
and
to
then
get
I'll throw it under
myself
me
one
when I
of those
sleep.
for my new office. I think
Oh
that's
yeah, you
great.
should. That's a great
Okay.
idea.
Oh, what a great idea. I love that. Yeah. I just think grounding, most people don't even, can you maybe explain this though? Because some people who are listening may not even know what it means. It might be worth just kind of briefly explaining.
Absolutely. And as
Yeah.
somebody who didn't really ever know that I wasn't grounded,
Yeah.
now knowing what it feels like, I actually hope that I can explain it a little bit better. So, when we're grounded, we can make better decisions. We can pause a bit more and be present in that pause. And if you think about the energy of a tornado, okay, that's
Yeah.
a very ungrounded energy. And many of us, especially in the world that we're living in and the amount of information that is coming at us every day, we start to literally, the roots of us start to become a bit untethered, and they can
Yes.
be picked up into that energetic tornado that spins around us every day, not just in the orbit of the world
Yeah.
that we're living in right now, but in our personal life, in our relationships, in our work life. There's a layer of energy spinning around us constantly. So we really do need to keep ourselves kind of battened down. And that's what
Yes.
grounding is about. So when
Yes.
you and I talk about setting intention, sitting and breathing, connecting with our body, those are all ways to ground the energy. It's as if you're literally plugging into a three-prong plug and that little bottom piece is ground. I've taught some of my yoga students this. If you think about the sits bones that are underneath our butt cheeks, those sits bones, those are your top two prongs, and your tailbone is your third prong. If you can feel all of those when you're seated, make note of it, take a breath, and that's a grounding practice right there. Because if your energy is here on a computer, you're ungrounded. That tailbone is not in ground, okay?
Yes,
It's
very
you've
true.
unplugged a bit. And if you're like this, seated, the energy can't come up through the system. So if your third prong on your plug were curved under, it's not going to go in, and your energy is going to be all screwed up. So when we're plugged in properly, we can just be better all around.
Yes. Not only just your seat, but your feet too.
Yes.
I find,
Yes.
even just going and walking on a beach when the weather is nice, or going out in my
100%.
yard with my slippers on without socks. You don't even need to be completely barefoot, even in the winter. I mean,
Right.
to still feel the energy of the earth
Of the
on
earth.
your feet.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Yes.
that's really, I
So
mean,
yeah, when
grounding is
you,
earthing. It's like earthing,
it is.
right?
And that, so the very first time that I actually heard about these grounding mats was from my chiropractor many years ago, earthing mats. And if we take a moment to literally connect with ground every day, whether inside, with bare feet on a hardwood floor or tile or one of these mats, or literally outdoors on the
Outside.
ground, it does wonders for the health.
Oh,
It
totally.
creates better electrical signals through the nervous system. It creates better channels of energy for the muscles and the circulation. It's better for everything. So not
Yes,
just the mind.
yes. Yeah,
It's that
it is. So,
holistic approach that you take to wellness. That's why we're here, It's
yes,
all about
yes,
holistic from top to
yes.
bottom, left to right.
Yeah, love that. Thank you for that explanation. Hopefully that helps for
Absolutely.
folks who are, just kind of learning this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, Kendra, what self-care routines are most important as we age and why?
I would say the very first one, and this is critical because a lot of us lose sight of our own checkups. Checkups are critical. They are critical for prevention, they're critical for early detection, and they are critical for maintenance of any conditions that are just part of your makeup. And as
Yes.
we age, our organs age alongside of us. So we really do have to be diligent about our blood work, checking, you know, as we talked about prior to the start, checking hormone levels, like you've talked about in episodes past, checking blood sugar levels, just be well. You have an annual checkup for a reason. Go. Make sure you're getting your teeth checked. Gum health is almost the number one indicator of inflammatory response. And a lot of people don't know that. So your dental visits are important. That's, you know, first and foremost, my absolute number one. Be consistent with your preventative care and early detection.
Yes. And not only just going to your doctor, but you can order these like at home tests, which is what I've done, just to test different things. Cause I'm constantly listening to all these wellness professionals and integrative medicine docs like Dr. Mark Hyman. And there are companies like Viome, V as in Victor, IOME.com. And I've had a heavy metals test, had it taken at home, which you just do like a cheek swab and then send the results back. And within a few weeks, you get the results to make sure you don't have your heavy metals levels, because you can pick up heavy metals from water.
Everywhere,
from pesticides on your food, from the chemicals you're absorbing
the
into
vaccine.
Your body. Clothing. I mean, it's, it's and your
crazy.
Like detergents and all sorts of things. So it's really, a lot of people don't realize they're sick from heavy metals. And you can do that at home. From the convenience of your own home, you can do gut health checks, hormone tests, like the Dutch test, especially as, you know, listeners could be of hormonal age, women listeners. You can take a number of tests with just a urine sample. You can, you know, even the test kits that you buy for glucose, they're inexpensive, $20-25. You buy it online and you can check your blood glucose levels. I mean, it's so important. So I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it's something that I firmly believe in.
And can I just, I have to just shout out here too. A colonoscopy is not a pleasant procedure or a pleasant preparation, but please, for the love of God, people, deal with the 24 hours of a little bit of discomfort. It is well worth, it's well worth the check. I will leave it at that, but I've just watched too many people suffer unnecessarily because they were unwilling.
Yes, to be uncomfortable for a little bit. And I've lost a few.
You know, the alternative. Yes, I've lost a couple of clients who I had to do end of life for. And, you know, the alternative to the discomfort for 24 hours is not pleasant. And it's a very long road. So I just shout out early detection. And the other thing is, so like my next one would be, so again, self-care is not just, where am I going to go to dinner tonight? Am I going to give myself 5 minutes of time? Advocate for yourself. It is about, you know you, and the more you take time and be mindful within your own space, the more you know yourself. Very quickly, for 20 years, essentially, my son has had a very sensitive stomach. Well, within the last year or so, I was just getting very fed up, and we did start to do some testing. We had a full CT scan done. We, you know, all this blood work. He has a soy intolerance, and it's borderline allergy. So it's pretty bad. It can be trace amounts of soy, and it just really hits his stomach. And if it's a large amount of soy, if something was fried in soybean oil, he's done. And he's a 20-year-old, so he eats fried food.
And soy is in a lot of things.
Oh, it's in everything.
I mean, you look at a label on a can or anything. I mean, it's in so many different things. So that's a tough one.
But, you know, here we are. So he's 20. I could tell you, I have two clients who have been through the same thing, who at 20 would have had no idea what all of these issues were, because they're not in touch with themselves yet. They don't understand what's happening or why. And now they do have some, you know, like diverticulitis and a little bit of dis-ease in the digestive tract, because over years they were kind of poisoning it without knowing it. So advocating with your medical professionals and with your alternative therapies professionals, this doesn't feel right to me. You know your patterns, and when your patterns fall off, that's a clue to you to notice how long they've fallen off, and then go, I'm probably going to want to ask some questions about this and seek advice. So it's really critical that we start to tune into ourselves and find that space and time and mindfulness, so that we can understand how to advocate for ourselves.
you
know?
Totally. Yes. Yes.
And
Yes.
my very last one, aside from what you guys always talk about, and your most recent one, I loved the Fountain of Youth with exercise. That's obvious, but hydration is my final. We have to be a more hydrated society. We just
Totally.
aren't. You wouldn't
Yeah.
let your plants dehydrate. Well, I mean, some of us would. I wasn't great with plants until recently.
Yeah.
But hydrate. And as we age, it's critical because, as I mentioned before, our organs age with us, and your kidneys need to be hydrated.
Yes,
You,
totally. The
your
right
kidney
hydration,
function.
though.
Oh yes,
Right?
water.
That's yes, it's like
Stick with
water
water.
and very little of anything, you know, maybe some
Decaffeinated
teas and things,
tea. Yes,
but that's
please,
pretty much
not
all
the
I drink.
sugar.
I've actually given
Yes.
up alcohol now because remember I told you on
Same.
the last podcast, I told you I had a little bit of that eczema in the back of my neck.
Yes.
Get this. Soon as I stopped drinking alcohol, and I haven't had it in 3 weeks,
Doesn't surprise me.
gone.
That
It's the
doesn't
sulfites
shock me.
in the
Wow.
wine. It's the
Yeah.
sulfites in the wine that were just causing an allergic or some type of reaction in my body,
Wow.
inflammatory response. That's
Yes,
what it is, because that's a sign.
absolutely.
Any form of
It is.
skin eczema, psoriasis, is a form of inflammation. And you were
And
right, because you
I
mentioned that.
actually will talk about that. Yeah, I'll be talking about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But hydration's not, you know, I walk around, everybody's got the Stanley cups now. Now, I'm just gonna put this out there. In high school, I'm a 50, almost 1 year old woman. So you're talking quite a while ago. My teachers actually called my parents because they thought I might be bulimic because I was in the bathroom so much, but it was because I was walking around with, I was like the OG water bottle gal. So I don't want to hear about the Stanley cups because I've been carrying around either a half a gallon or a gallon. But the point is, kidney function is impacted by hydration.
Totally.
Muscle cramping is impacted by hydration. Your urinary tract health is impacted. And this is not just for women, especially men as you age. I know that being hydrated is sometimes a pain because you're going to be making more restroom trips. Your kidney function and your urinary tract function will thank you for it.
Yes.
That's so, you know, consistent checkups for
Wonderful.
early detection,
Yep.
self-advocacy, and finding time to learn yourself, that body dialogue that you and I discussed the last time,
Yes.
and then hydration. Those are
Yes.
my top three, aside from all the things that you guys talk about anyway.
Yes. Yes.
That's
With
it's
healthy,
critical.
balanced diets and exercise, yeah.
Yes, exercise,
And
yes.
those are also critical. And you can listen to some of our other podcasts to hear more about those. But that those are these are all really good ones, Kendra. I love it.
Great.
Aside from feeling good and looking good, what can self-care mean for long-term internal health and managing inflammation?
What self-care allows us to do in any form, again, is start a dialogue with ourselves. So it allows us, I think I did mention this just a few minutes ago, to notice the shifts in our body's natural patterns. And so abnormal things are, is the face for you, the rash. This is not normal. Is the face breaking out? Or do you have dark circles? Are you experiencing unusual abdominal bloating? And so what that allows you to do is start to ask yourself questions, and are you feeling like you're moving or thinking differently? You know, is there brain fog? Is there anger, depression, anxiety? These are all inflammatory responses, in fact. Depression,
Yes.
anxiety, I mean, they're not just inflammatory. You can't, you know, solve everything with an anti-inflammatory diet, but you can get to 90% of it. And, you know, the rest of the body chemistry will start to come into balance slowly with interventions. But
Correct.
it does not
Yeah.
all have to be these deeply pharmaceutical interventions.
There's a
And
lot
the
of
other thing.
natural anti-inflammatories, and I did an episode on home cooking and
Yes.
using spices like
Yes.
turmeric, curcumin. And I've started in the morning
Ginger.
just sprinkling turmeric and black pepper. I just get the turmeric spice, you know, the organic spice at Whole Foods and some black pepper, put it on my eggs or put it on whatever it is that I'm making that's appropriate. It's delicious. It adds a delicious flavor and it's an anti-inflammatory in a very natural way. Yeah.
Yes, ginger as well.
Ginger. Totally. That's good for the tummy. The
Yes,
ginger,
very much so.
okay.
Yes. So
Ginger
I, in
tea
fact,
or just
I,
ginger, the spice, the root, the ginger root, just kind of grating it. I put it in my water with a lemon just to
Nope,
keep my.
that's what I do in the morning.
Oh, I love it. It has just a wonderful flavor and it's great. It's
It's so
anti-inflammatory for your
fresh.
tummy. Yes.
And it helps to cleanse the liver, the lemon and the
True.
ginger together.
Yes.
So these inflammatory responses, we can just kind of start to notice a little bit more.
Yes.
And again, it's not just about how you look and how you feel, but you are going to start to notice your brain functioning differently, your sleep patterns changing. And if those are changing for the worse, so I've been noticing, of course, as I age, there might be a week out of every month where my night sleeping is not great. That's a hormone shift for me. So I'm
Right.
noting that pattern and I'm going, okay, I know that this week out of every month is a week where I need to give myself a little bit of grace, because if I don't, I'm going to force through and cause inflammation. That lack of sleep. But the other thing, and you touched on this, I actually have notes about the holistic cooking, the program,
Yes.
episode that you did. Soft tissue is our number one indicator of early inflammation. And soft tissue can be the joint tissue where, that doesn't feel right. Like I've been having some pain in my elbow that I finally got to the root of. But it can also be gum health. It can be that soft tissue, even the soft tissue inside the eyes, if you're noticing that getting inflamed. Those types of things are early indicators, and it helps us prevent significant dis-ease in the tissues. I had, this was, we're talking, it's probably 30 years now. I started to have extremely red gums to the point where even in photographs, it appeared as though my gums were bleeding. I was very self-conscious. I was at a dentist every 6 months and a periodontist every 6 for every 3 month visit. Nobody could get to the root of it. I was tested for three types of cancer. This actually, the very first test that happened was on 9/11. That's how I know how long ago it was.
Wow. Yeah.
That morning, because everything was going on while I was in the doctor's office and it was coming over the news. That's how I remember it. But the long and the short of it is, it took me almost 18 years to get to the fact that the cause of the inflammation in my gums was a candida overgrowth in my gut. It was
Wow.
essentially, when I was 18, I got strep. And I had been a kid, raised in the 80s on antibiotics galore. So
Yes.
when I finally got strep and took antibiotics, I got thrush. I got a yeast infection in the
Yes.
mouth. And
Yes.
so that thrush, although they killed it from the mouth with a rinse, they never killed it in the gut lining. And it had happened because the antibiotic killed everything,
All the good
including the
bugs,
good. And at that time, I didn't know to be taking probiotics. I didn't know to be supplementing. So from 18 until almost 30, actually probably 35, before I readjusted and healed that gut lining issue. And it was all through self-care. It really was like, this is not right. I'm noticing this. And it was, again, they tested me for diabetes. They tested me for hormone changes, liver problems, cancers. The first thing I was told was, we see leukemia start this way. The
Oh
very
my,
first thing I
it's
was told when
scary.
I went to a doctor.
And a lot of cardiovascular diseases, people who have issues with their gums and with their mouth because they're building up an excess of plaque. It can cause cardiovascular disease. And I had the same issue, not as bad as yours. I didn't have the thrush or anything in my mouth, but 15 years ago, I had very, very soft gums. I had a lot of gum recession, and it
Yes,
was
same.
because of an excess buildup of plaque in my mouth. And I was like, oh my God, I got to change my diet. And this is what kind of led me to eating cleaner. But it also, one of the things that led me to was juicing celery. And I've told you in my celery juice postings on Instagram, that even just 6 to 8 ounces of celery a day, or I'm doing it now like every other day. Even my son is doing it. It's helping with his acne, of all things. But it is what keeps my teeth naturally white. I use no Crest White
Wow.
strips. I use nothing else. Celery juice,
Wow.
pure
That is
celery
impressive.
juice. And my dental checkups are like
I'm
beautiful.
telling you, my dentist, when I, so
It's
I
unbelievable.
finally, I couldn't get answers from traditional medicine. And I know that a lot of people are frustrated with that right now.
Yes,
So
yes.
I had the gift of, at the time, being in my first yoga teacher training. And
Yes.
my yoga master is now a doctor of Ayurvedic medicine. And Ayurvedic medicine is, this is why your episode on the holistic cooking was just, I
Yes.
loved that one. Ayurvedic medicine is the food sister science of yoga. And it looks at your body constitution and your mental emotional constitution and how you should be eating to best support the internal tissues to support the external tissue. And it changed my life. When I went back to the dentist and my gums were regular pink without them having done a thing, she was just, she couldn't get over it. And I said, it what I had to go completely off of dairy, completely off of grain, no sugar. It was basically Whole30 for 3 months, castor
Wow.
oil cleanse, out of my system, never came back. But every time I'm sick, I see it in my gum. If
Yes.
I'm
So
not
that's your
well,
first sign. That's your first
yes.
body sign. It appears as zits or as pimples on other
Right.
people or eczema or whatever, but everybody's got, and you know it. You know it's
And
something different.
that is why I say watch your pattern.
Yeah.
It's
Yes.
significantly helpful to understand, because for my son, when something's off, it goes to the gut. My vulnerable spot is here. His vulnerable, you know,
Yes.
we all have our vulnerability, and
Yes,
energy
yes.
healing can also, once you get to the root inside, the energy healing can start to really get the tissues back to
Yes,
a more
yes.
neutral state.
Yeah,
So I
yeah.
would say, you know, it's not, it is a side effect. Looking good and feeling good is a side effect to proper self-care.
Yes, you're
That's,
absolutely
it
right.
is not the reason you do it.
No,
It is a
no.
wonderful side effect.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So, Kendra, what is your number one simple daily self-care routine that anyone can do?
Just getting back to it, give yourself time to tune into you. It can be, you know, you're on your way home, and my husband sits in traffic from Cambridge 3 days a week, thankfully not five anymore. And I say to him, do yourself a favor and just maybe the first 10 minutes of your drive within silence. It can be that easy. Be with just you. We're never with just us, because I don't even have my phone with me, but we're here all the time.
Yes, all the distractions. Yeah.
You know, and I know I listen quite frequently to Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reece. So Laird Hamilton is a professional surfer. I kind of came into the wellness world through movement. So that's where I started with them. And she was a professional and Olympic volleyball player. So I listened, and they have this amazing wellness podcast that I listen to frequently. And, you know, they talk about the whole put your phone down an hour before you go to bed. Don't look at your phone 30 minutes into your day. Get up, do something that's not looking at your phone. And that's hard for so many
Yes.
people because it's our alarm clock.
I know
So the
it is. It's
first
many
thing in our
people's alarm
hand,
clocks. Yes.
yes,
It's a hard habit to
I just,
break.
it really is.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking time, it might, it, the what you can start it right this second. In fact, you know what? I would say, everybody who's listening, take a minute, close your eyes, put your feet on the ground. Breathe in as deeply as you can. Just notice what it feels like to breathe in. And notice what it feels like to breathe out. And then just blink your eyes open. I mean, it can be that easy.
Yeah, couple deep
You know, it's
breaths.
preferably not that simple. Preferably not, that's not the only gift you give yourself in a day. But if that's all you have time for, okay.
Hey, it gets more oxygen into your blood. So
Yes.
many of us breathe in a very shallow way. And that's because we're living
Absolutely.
in kind of a stressed out, crazy world, you know?
Yeah,
And so
yeah.
we don't take those deep breaths, and God, they're so good for us.
Yeah,
So I love
absolutely. And when
that.
you do it, you can just move the body a little bit with it and feel it with the breath, and then let the exhale do its thing to melt it down. It's
Yes.
just, it is a gift to know yourself. And that can be scary for some people because, you know, We all have parts of ourselves that we don't like, but when you start to know yourself, you start to go, that's actually not that bad. I can live with that part of myself and integrate it into areas of my life where it will be helpful, and start to remove it from areas of my life that it's causing turmoil or trauma. You know, self-love, self-care, same thing.
Yes, that is exactly right. Self-love, self-care, same thing.
So what do you do to indulge in self-care? Do you have an indulgent routine that you,
Yes,
because I
I
know you
do.
do
So,
self-care all the time.
yeah, I do. I mean, I'm sorry. I love myself, and so I try to take care of myself. I
You
think that's
deserve
so
it.
important, and it feels good to say I love myself. It's not something that's selfish. It's not something that sometimes people, I remember when I started doing my Louise Hay mirror work. I love you. I love you.
I did an inner child,
My
and I
husband
actually
was
still
looking
have
at
the
me like I
picture.
was a crazy woman, but it's worked because I've remained very healthy because of that. And so one of the things I too do is I have a skincare routine for my face, my feet, and my hands. And I give myself this weekly facial. So I'm not going anymore to pay for the facial and all of that, because I like the products that I'm using. And as you know, I work for a company called Shaklee, and they have this wonderful hydrating gel mask that I put on once a week, and it's shiny gold that I spread on my face. I let it dry and then I wipe it off. And there's a few other steps I do in between to exfoliate and all of that. But this mask, your face is like a baby's bottom. Okay. It's that soft. So soft. And right now, with it being so dry in the middle of the winter, it's like the most beautiful thing you can do for yourself. I'm going to put a link to the Shaklee Youth products that I
Perfect.
use on my website. Right now, this month, 20% off on all of their skincare products. They're beautiful. I even got my sister on them. I've got several of my clients on them. So I'll put a link to the Shaklee products. And the other thing I do, which I love, I only do this once a month because it takes a little time. I have one of those paraffin warmers. Have you ever seen those things? I buy this all natural lavender paraffin. I melt it in there and I dip both my hands. Well, first I do my feet. I dip both my feet in, and then I wrap them up and I put them in like this like cozy little fleece warmer. And then I do both hands and I sit there listening to some nice kind of relaxing music on my bed for like 15 minutes while the wax
Dry.
dries. You
Sets,
peel it off. Oh,
Oh yeah, I've had that done at a spa before, where they make
yes.
the little paraffin gloves
They
out of.
do the little thing. I mean, but I just ended up just investing in one. It was like $20 or something. But you
Worth
want to
it.
buy good quality wax, because a lot of this stuff can be kind of, the
Well,
ingredients and stuff. So I buy a really nice quality wax, and it's just such a nice indulgence. My kids look at me like, "What are you doing, Mom? I got my hands and my feet up," and I'm just like, "Hey, your mama wants
My
to have
kids.
nice, soft hands and feet."
My kids and my husband have just stopped asking at this point. They're like, I don't know what she's doing. It's something crazy or witchy or hippie. So we're just not going to ask. But I will say, our kids are in the generation that is kind of bringing a lot of this stuff, this work, this alternative therapy into the mainstream because they're asking for it. The demand is there
Yes.
from them because
Yes.
they're being raised by people who are going, I'm sick of the world telling me what I should and shouldn't look like, feel
Yep.
like, about myself, et cetera. And we're
Yes.
changing it. And that
Yes,
dialogue
we
is
are.
starting to be had. And
Yes.
I will
Yes, I
say,
love
you
that.
know this just from your talking of intention and you're talking about, sitting and creating meditative space and being mindful. 1 to 10 minutes a day can change the neural pathways in your brain. And it can
Totally.
set the baseline of your stress response. If your stress response is up high and you get an acute stressor, you fly off the rails. If we
Yes.
over time lower that baseline by continuing to let you feel what relaxation is in your body, then your baseline comes to medium. And when you get triggered, you maybe go to your former baseline, but you're not off the rails. You have tools to
Yes.
reach for. That's what
You do.
self-care is.
Yes. And we are, so Kendra and I have, we're gonna put in the show notes a document that you guys can download off of my website, 50 self-care tips. So different ideas that you guys can use, and it's got stuff that we talked about today and all sorts of other things, just to give you an idea and maybe help build your toolkit of
That's perfect. That's
practices and rituals.
If nothing more comes of this than somebody being able to have one more tool to reach for in the crazy world that we live in to support themselves and the people around them, then we've accomplished the job.
Totally. And that's really what we want to do, is we just want to encourage everyone to take care of yourselves and love yourself and give yourself these gifts, because that's what these are. These are gifts. Kendra,
Absolutely.
if someone wants to work with you to explore getting started with a wellness and self-care practice, how might they reach you?
The best way, honestly, would be probably online through social media or my website. So we can put that information in show notes, but I am at MeTime Healing and Wellness on Facebook, and I am at MeTime Healing on Instagram. That's where I'm doing most of my kind of quick updates. And then my website is MeTimeHealingandWellness.com. So that's got all of the rest of my contact information. You can book online. You can do a free consult with me. Anybody who books from this podcast will receive 20% off their first session.
Well, that's wonderful.
So,
all right, I will definitely
I
put
would like
that
to share
note
that with them.
In the podcast show notes. That's wonderful. And I thank you. It has been such a
Oh,
treat, as
pleasure.
always, to have you here. And we'll have to plan another one. Okay.
Absolutely. I would love it,
I
Debbie. It's
would
always a
absolutely
pleasure.
love to have you back again. Thank you so
Great.
much.
And I wish you all the best in your new office. I really, truly do.
Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you found some inspiration and practical guidance to cultivating a self-care practice. Make sure you take time for yourself every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Better yet, schedule time in your calendar to do the things that bring you joy and allow you to create your own self-care sanctuary. Check out all the helpful resource links and meditations in the show notes for additional information. And don't forget to download our 50 self-care ideas so you can build your own toolkit of practices and rituals for balance, ease, and overall well-being. Don't forget to follow and rate this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can register for our 10 Tips for Healthy Living Over 50 flyer and can also schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And until next time, make sure you are open, willing, and always welcoming wellness and wisdom for your good health, peace, and vitality.